All right, Nancy Jo. So as you and I both know, Christmas is coming, and with Christmas, we're deciding what type of beef to eat. So give us the lowdown on the different cuts, some of maybe the more popular choices for this holiday season.
Well, it seems like whenever you think of holidays and doing things really special for your family or your friends that are gathering, you know, prime rib and tenderloin always come to the top of my mind anyway. And so, you know, prime rib is so easy. I think the main thing that's a deterrent to it is that the price tag intimidates people. They don't want to invest that kind of money in a beautiful prime rib roast and then not feel real comfortable about how they should prepare it. And I guess I've told people, you know, next to making a hamburger, I think prime rib roasts are one of the easiest things to make and almost foolproof if you just know a few little tips.
Well, and so what are those tips, Nancy Jo? Essentially, a prime rib is just, you know, a whole bunch of steaks put together, really.
Absolutely. And, you know, well, first of all, go to your favorite butcher, meat shop, grocery store, whoever you have confidence in, you know, and purchase a boneless rib roast, or you can get a bone-in rib roast as well. And you just need to think a little bit about how much you need per person based on which type of roast. A boneless one, obviously, you need a little bit less per person. You know, and for my family, I usually figure about 10 to 12 ounces. So say right about 3/4 of a pound per person for a boneless roast. Now, if you have a bone-in rib roast, you're going to need to look at about 1 pound per person. And some people have said, well, gosh, what if I have leftovers? I haven't met a prime rib sandwich I don't like. So, you know, you've got those leftovers that are just going to be great, you know, or you can do other things with it. I mean, you just warm it up, slice it up, put it in an omelet, you know, things like that the next day. So once you have your roast, then seasoning is up to you. It doesn't have to be fancy. It can be as simple as salt and pepper. For my family, I like garlic, like crushed garlic, and I rub the roast all over with that. And then I put a generous amount of Lowry seasoning salt or any kind of a seasoning mix like that that you enjoy on it. Then comes the two things that I really emphasize to people that they got to make sure they do. You put your roast in an open roasting pan. Don't cover it and do not add water because then you turn that expensive, delicious, very tender oven roast into a pot roast. And you don't want to do that. So keep the lid off from it and don't add any water. Just put it in your oven. I start mine at 500 degrees for 15 minutes. That browns that fat. It gets that caramelization and all that flavor stuff going, you know, that you can just smell, and it's just awesome. But set your timer because you only want to do that for 15 minutes. And when the buzzer goes off, then you turn it down to about 325 degrees and let that roast finish cooking. You're going to need probably 10 to 12 minutes per pound. That's a good, safe timing measurement to start with, and a meat thermometer. And with your meat thermometer, you want to take that roast up to 135 degrees. That's a little bit cooler or a little bit less than what medium rare is. Medium rare is 145 degrees. And you pull that roast out when it reaches 135 degrees because it's going to continue to cook while it sits on the counter or on the top of the stove. You just tent it lightly with some tin foil and watch that thermometer, and it's going to go up about another 10 degrees within about 10 to 15 minutes. And then it's absolutely perfect. It's ready to start carving. Just a sharp knife and the plates and on the table, and you are ready to go.
So let's talk a little bit, if we can, Nancy Jo, about the nutritional components of beef. You know, it might not make you feel so bad after eating all those sweets and cookies and all the good fattening things.
Well, that's right. Although I guess I'm not going to swear off from a few certain sweets during the Christmas holiday. That's kind of my once a year that I splurge a little bit. But, you know, beef in any form is really, really rich in protein. It's rich in iron. It's rich in all sorts of vitamins and minerals. And it's just a great, nutritious package. You know, a 3-ounce cooked portion of beef, and obviously if we're talking prime rib, you're probably going to eat more than ounces. But for ease of figuring, a 3-ounce cooked portion of beef is going to give you less than 200 calories. So all that flavor, all that nutrition for such a low-calorie content, I mean, it is just, you know, a tremendous choice. And people feel very satisfied after they eat good quality protein like in beef. I don't think being satisfied at Christmas time is probably a problem. Most of us are, you know, just looking to sit down and absorb all the food that we've eaten. But, you know, for a great nutritional package and all of that great flavor that we've got going, it's just a tremendous choice any day of the year.